The world's largest democracy is home to some of the world's most pugnacious politicians. Lawmakers in India routinely stage strikes and sit-ins in state assemblies. Sometimes they do that in the national parliament. Protests occasionally turn into fistfights. And then there's the story of the protest, the fistfight, and the flower pot. It happened in the northeastern state of Bihar. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
You may have seen the photograph that was carried by International Wire Services, a middle-aged woman in a sari, her glasses askew, howling and swinging a potted plant like a club on the steps of the Bihar State Assembly. The woman with the plant is Jyoti Kumar, a member of the State Assembly from the Congress Party, one of the main opposition parties in Bihar. She and 66 other opposition members had just been forcibly ejected from the assembly chambers after they staged a sit-in and disrupted the session by yelling slogans. At some point, a sandal and a microphone were thrown at ruling party officials and fistfights broke out on the floor. Mrs. Kumar said her rampage among the flower pots was nothing more than self-defense against the police who were allegedly manhandling her. Mrs. Kumar and other opposition members insist that the disruption is their only way to call attention to what they say is the ruling party's cover-up of a financial scandal. The opposition is demanding the resignations of top officials in the state government. The ruling party says the opposition is using unfounded allegations to try to discredit the government before assembly elections this fall. Analyst Sanjay Kumar, who's not related to Assemblymember Kumar, says the high emotion on both sides is more a matter of theatrics than real outrage.
If you actually look at what happened during that protest, it was more stage-managed compared to what it may look like as a violent protest.
Kumar, a fellow at the Center for the Study of Developing Societies, says that while the opposition party wants to raise the issue of financial irregularities, neither party really wants a substantive debate on the issue. That, he says, is because the alleged irregularities took place over an 8-year period during which each major party had some time in power. If the dirty laundry is really aired in public, Kumar says, both parties could be tainted, so the rumpus in the assembly is a convenient distraction for both sides. The drama playing out in Bihar isn't that unusual for Indian politics. In recent months, other state assemblies have seen protests, sit-ins, sleep-ins, and various types of disorder. Kumar says the politicians' tendency to dramatic gestures is a holdover from India's struggle for independence, when Mahatma Gandhi used strikes and nonviolent protests to overthrow British rule.
See, times have changed.
He says India's nearly nonstop media coverage of politicians has helped turn nonviolent protests into a stage for disruptive displays. And even though times may have changed, Kumar says, Indian voters haven't shown much inclination to punish the drama kings and queens of Indian politics by voting them out of office. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.